This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. AT&T reports its profits and losses this afternoon. It's been losing potential mobile phone subscribers to its competitors, but as the wireless market matures, AT&T is betting on growth in other parts of its business. Investors will be looking for early signs from the company's new internet streaming service, DirecTV Now. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Long the number two wireless carrier, AT&T has been losing so-called postpaid subscribers by the hundreds of thousands. Those are customers who pay at the end of each month. Telecom industry analyst Jeff Kagan says underdogs T-Mobile and Sprint have been competing aggressively on service and price.
Where are those customers going to come from? They're obviously going to come from AT&T and from Verizon.
But Roger Entner with Recon Analytics says AT&T has been adding more profitable prepaid or pay-as-you-go customers. Meanwhile, he says the company's new internet streaming service, DirecTV Now, is off to a respectable start. After some technical glitches, AT&T says it signed up more than 200,000 subscribers in the first month.
The company is doing well because it has so many irons in the fire.
Management is hoping to add another iron to the fire with its proposed $85 billion merger with the media company Time Warner. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.